Talk a little about the workout.
It was fun. I think by far, not taking anything from other teams, I think this is probably my I know it's a weird word to use, but funnest workout. And, I just feel like everything here kind of clicked, and us and the players, we communicate a lot. We play well on defense, and overall, I think we play very hard.
Your game, how do you, if you look at just this Grizzly team, and I know you've looked up on the teams that you've worked out for, how could you fit into this team, especially knowing that the shooting that they have always seemed to need?
There it is. I guess just bringing a shooter in and also seeing that they're very defensive oriented, and I can be a great defender as well, and so I can bring more than one thing to just shooting.
Coach said that this group seemed to, after you get so many workouts under your belt, it kind of gets easier because guys know what to expect. Do you find that's kind of the deal, that you've kind of gotten it down to a process?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty sure all of us have had workouts. Like, this is my 13th workout, and I know CJ, this is like his 15th. So, I mean, we don't want to really use that as an excuse, because we still want to show that we're in shape and that we're able to still go 100% and show these coaches like what we can do.
How do you deal with this last week when you see your names in different mocks and where it's going to happen as a player whose future hangs in the balance a week from now? How tough is this process, or do you just let it play out?
I kind of just let it play out. I really don't pay attention to the mock drafts. I just kind of play it by ear and go by what my agent tells me and just kind of take it from there. I just don't really be in the magazines and on the internet a lot looking at where I might be drafted, because, I mean, it's all based on opinion. It's not really what someone's going to do.
How tough, though, is the process of working out for all these teams, knowing that your future kind of hangs in the balance a week from now? Is it kind of a tough stretch for you?
Yeah, because you don't know who's going to draft you, and it's almost deciding like what college you're going to go to, except they're making the decision for you. So it's a hard process, and like I said, just all the workouts, and it's a lot of hard work, and you just have to be ready and mentally prepared for it.
When teams talk to you, what do you try to tell them about yourself to kind of let them know about you and everything else as they lead into this decision?
I let them know right out of the gate. I just tell them that I made some mistakes in the past and I've learned from them, and I'll be able to show you that you can trust me and just trust me to be a great player on and off the court.
You know, we just talked to Coach Yeager about you, and he's like, character is a huge deal. So how have you gotten over that hurdle with the teams? Because, I mean, you've done right since the problems that you had. So how have you tried to show these teams that that's all in your rearview mirror?
Just by coming out here working hard and showing that I don't have any doubts on myself, and just showing that I can be that complete player, even though I've had some bumps in the road and I had to take a different route to being at this point. So, I mean, at the same time, I'm blessed to even be here and have this opportunity, so I have to take full advantage of it.
In the D-League last year, where you started shooting from NBA range, I mean, that has really upped your stock, especially in this draft where you're making the move up. Is it because you've already shown what you can do with NBA caliber players that maybe helps you right now?
I feel like some of that has, because, I mean, when I first got there, I'm kind of like these guys when they first started right after their college season. I had to get used to the ball. And I mean, even though I'm 3 months ahead of everyone, I mean, we're still in the same workouts. But I feel like with me being 3 months ahead, it kind of helped me a little more and being able to get used to the ball and the length of the three-point shot better. But now it doesn't really affect me. Like, me and Shabazz were talking, and he said, well, I guess you're used to the ball, huh? And I told him, I said, yeah, it's really nothing new to me now.
Thank you.
Thank you.